You are listening to Radio Rashi. This week, Paul Rashi and the gang are down in San Diego at Comic-Con, where we are planning a very special podcast along with meeting you, our fans. In the meantime, we decided to put together this collection of cold openings and promise to be back next week with new episodes. Without further ado, episode 42 of Radio Rashi, Cold Open Cavalcade.
Looks like Dad wants to go back in the studio. You better just go ahead and play the music.
That's a total waste of time. Why are we doing these again?
Because he loves to dig his vanity projects and you got a royalty check.
It's just shameful. You could save that money or something. Why waste it this way?
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Hey, put the music on.
Okay, here you go.
No, not that one. You dingbat.
I'm sorry. It's been a long time. Hey, this one.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's get out of here. What did you buy?
Peter David slipped me a fifth of Jaeger.
Oh, that's nice.
What'd you get?
I bought this great action figure. Look, it's really hard to get. It is a Zatanna action figure. And
hey, let me see that for
dressed.
A minute.
No,
hey,
no,
look at this.
No,
hey,
no,
look how easy the hair comes out.
No,
that's not a very high quality product.
No, please. I saved all my money. It was $700. Give me
look
that back.
Look at this. I just bit a hole right in the hair.
No, I wanted it. I waited in line forever to get it.
Oh, that's what you get for waiting in line, sucker. Well, I might as well put the music on. Not quite as wonderful as music is hearing you cry.
Speak to me, Zatanna. Say something.
Hey, she's saying something backwards. What is plah, plah, plah?
Oh, I'm so sad.
Yeah, I'll pay $3.99 to watch you do the hula hula. No, it's all good. I got my dad's credit card.
Rashi, what are you doing? Is that the studio phone you're using over there?
What?
Rashi, we have to pay for those calls. What's that, long distance to Tahiti?
Oh, Monsignor, may we.
Rashi, you are not a French Polynesian, and that is not a monocle in your eye. That is a Necco wafer, it looks like.
I am moving slowly towards the door.
Rashi,
you do not know me, stranger.
I know that's you because you have a suitcase with you that says Rashi's secret disguise kit.
Oh, it has been a pleasure, Monsignor.
You're going to get it this time. You can't pull the disguise kit on me again.
Yeah, all right. Monsignor, Super Eka, hit the podcast music and distract him! Make money!
Hey, it's my turn to use the computer.
Get away from me, fool!
Mama said I could play Webkinz.
Webkinz is pure old slop. I'm making money selling Dad's old Star Wars action figures online. Droids Vlix figure available only in Brazil. We'll take $5 or best offer.
Those are Poppy's collector's items. I don't think he wants those sold.
He's just a big ding-dong trying to hang on desperately to his fast-fading youth. Ewoks Morag prototype, one of a kind. $10 or best offer.
I sense impending disaster.
I sense impending ice cream. Make money! Oh, little children, come to me, and I'll tell you the story of how I came to be. See, Mom and Dad found me under a cabbage leaf, and then they bought me a Sherman tank, and I blasted a hole in the side of the hospital, and that was where they found me.
Rashi, I don't think that's right. I think you were actually a Christmas present about 7 years ago. We caught you Christmas morning trying to run off with the rest of the Christmas presents.
Dad, you're old and your memory fails you.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure that's the way it happened. We came down Christmas morning, and there you were, pawing through the stockings and taking everything for yourself.
And then I found 50 Cent and I punched him in the face and he gave me all his money and they started calling me Super Eka and that's how he got his name.
I think he is delusional. I think he's in need of help, Poppy.
Well, I think you may be right about that, Super Eka.
Hey, Super Eka, looks like a bunch of Dad's fans are writing in on Twitter.
Oh, they both wrote in, eh?
Hey, look, I'm gonna ask a couple questions. Hey, dear Dad, how's your Jenny Craig thing going?
Oh, he's going to be angry about that.
Dear Dad, how come you have time to do podcasting when you're so late on your assignments?
I hope his editors are not listening.
Dear Dad, do you actually think anybody listens to these things?
they don't. We just have people stop by and shake their heads when they see us recording these.
Dear Dad, give up while you're ahead. Amen.
See.
Oh yeah, we did have an audio tape. We did record one of the performances. So yeah, let's cut that in. Ezra, if you have it there.
Now this is early in the casting process. Actually, before they put Rashi and Supreme and his ignorance and want, they were entertaining the idea of using them as some of the townsfolk in some of the areas. They were going to use Rashi as kind of an extra, if you will, on stage.
Yeah.
And I think the clip you're going to play is why he wasn't, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So we'll leave you with that, and we'll talk to you next time.
Oh, the spirits, they have done it all in one night, but of course they can. Of course they can. Oh, you there, boy! What day is this?
It's Tuesday, asshole! Put some pants on! What a stupid hat!
Same character, will you?
Well, Christmas is officially over! It's time to cut down the tree! Here we go, Super Ika! Grab the other end of this saw!
I got it! Let's go!
I guess we're done with these ornaments. Yeah. Here, hold up the baseball bat. I'll toss it to you. That's one.
No Indians outside.
That's two.
That's ball.
We're wrapping a Christmas tree.
Rashi, what are you doing? Rashi, those ornaments. We've had those ornaments for a dozen years. You can't.
Then it's high time for them to go.
Rashi, you give me... Ow, 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 ow. They're cutting through my flip-flops.
That's what you get for having such a massive fashion fail. Hey, Superica, why don't you come into Mom's workshop? And I want to show you a magic.
Oh, okay. Oh, look at all the magic stuff.
Yeah. You want to see some science magic?
Sure. See, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you get in this box.
Oh, this one right here?
Yep, and put your feet out here.
Okay.
And put your arms out here.
Like these?
Yeah. Now I want you to suck in and hold your breath. Yeah, and I'm going to lock it. Okay. Yeah, you can breathe a little bit. I just wanted to make sure it was nice and tight.
Okay, yes, yes.
You feel okay?
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay, good. So here's a saw.
Okay, what?
No, it's okay. It's science. Watch.
No.
And then I'm going to put the saw on here.
No.
And I'm going to start to move the saw back and forth very carefully or not so much.
No.
And then watch. Oh, see how you're sucking?
Stop! What are you trying to prove?
I'm trying to prove that magic isn't real! Suck up! Pick up your stuff here! Woo!
Mama, bring the sewing kit! Ow!
Is this where you want to eat?
See.
How's the pies? Hell's yes!
I'm sorry. We don't allow dogs.
He's not a dog, he's a service animal. So you service off some pie!
I'll have blueberry, please.
Chocolate banana cream for me.
Me too, por favor.
And for the service creature.
He'll have wombat.
We don't have that. They're out.
Well, he says he'll take wallaby then.
We don't have that either. Kangaroo. No, sorry.
Koala.
Rashi, I don't think they serve any of the marsupial-based pies in here.
Hobart says this is a crap hash house, and he'll wait in the car.
I'm sorry. Just bring another piece of blueberry and put it on the floor for him.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I think we should have left him at home.
Chocolate banana cream pie!
See, chocolate banana cream is my favorite. It is the best.
Yeah!
Oh, that's your favorite, huh?
It's so good!
Well, here it is. Eat up and let's get out of here.
Here, listen. What we do is we eat the banana pieces real fast, like, and then fling the chocolate part like poop.
No, don't do that! Hey, put that down! Stop that! Don't do that! Rashi! Sabrika, don't you do it too?
See.
Woo! Right there you are, old man! Hey, mister, put down your paper! I got a little something to show you! Real close!
How about a smoothie mallow?
Yeah, some blueberries.
We call him Whistleberries in Hobart's case.
Oh, my God. He's all sick all over the floor. Oh, my God. Let's get him out of here.
I'll take a piece to go.
Hello. We're home.
Hi.
Hey Rash, can you bring in the luggage?
No.
Come on. Just grab that and bring it in.
Well, it's about
Hi.
Time. Nice to have you back.
I know. It's nice to be back.
Yeah.
Oh, CIA training all over.
Oh, man. How did that work out?
That was fun.
And so now are you a human lie detector?
Well, I'm a certified analytic interviewer, and I can teach it. So deception detection is a small part of it, but there's a lot more to it than that.
So I'm not going to get away with anything anymore, right?
You couldn't before.
No, I couldn't.
How do you think I got accepted to this thing?
And I am certified to blow shit up!
Rashi, you went through your CIA training too, huh?
Yeah!
No, he didn't. Rash, you stayed in the hotel room the whole time and watched Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, well, I'm certified to do that. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is some boiling water on your leg.
Rashi, what are you doing?
I'm summoning thunder
just...
with my mighty hammer, Midjolmer!
Rashi, you're pounding a ball peen hammer into a hardwood floor. You've destroyed it. What the heck are you doing?
I am summoning and using my tool, which is...
Oh, no. I knew it was a mistake taking you to see Thor this weekend. Rashi, you are not the god Thor, and... Stop it! Stop it!
Look at right here, Dad. This is my hammer. Its name is Midjolmer, and look at right here. It says on the side.
Oh, I doubt it says you're worthy.
Look at right here. You gotta look real close
the inscription?
To see it.
Where?
See, look at that word.
What is it?
See that word?
Ow! Ow! Ow!
The word is sucker!
Ow! Well, Rashi, how do you come to believe that you were the one who took down Osama bin Laden?
There is no proof to prove otherwise.
Do you maybe want to tell us what happened?
Do I ever? Here, come here real, real close, and I'll tell you the whole story. My team and I were over the wall, and I crept up, and I knocked on the door. Falafelgram for Osama. Falafelgram for Osama bin Laden.
Me, Osama.
Falafelgram for Osama. Sign, please.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. This is the sound of me plugging my ears and walking away.
Osama liked falafel.
And that's really how it happened, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And it had nothing to do with you, with me catching you watching Blazing Saddles last night.
Prove it did.
Okay, Rashi, I'll take your word for it.
That's right.
One, two, three. Boy, a lot of letters are coming for Rashi. Oh, I'm sorry, to Mr. Rashi Lee Mountain Gorilla Kong Dini.
Yeah.
His Esquire, I'm sorry, that's his full name.
Well, they forgot his christened name of Banana.
Oh, but Banana, yeah, right. But boy, he's got quite a lot of them here. A lot of them are from England, actually. We're going to England next week. And,
yeah, I'll take my mail, please. Thank you very much, if you don't mind.
Rashi,
thank you very much.
I noticed there's one there from a James Moriarty professor.
Yeah, that's not addressed to you, so therefore it is none of your business.
Oh, well, that's a rather ominous return address. Why are you writing to... There's another one, Ernst S. Blofeld.
Yeah.
And the other one here is V, and in quotes, he who must not be named.
Oh, that one's mine.
Oh.
He's an old pen pal of mine from school.
Oh, yeah, your boarding school days. But these others kind of distress me, Rashi. What do you, what's the story with those?
Yeah, well, I just started a supervillain consulting service, and these guys apparently need a little help. Hey, look at the size of the check in here from Moriarty.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Wow, there are more pounds in that check than there are in me.
Yeah, wow. I know. I'm going to put it on some noodles and eat it for lunch. Hey, Dad, do you have a scale that can weigh grams of powder?
What kinds of powder, Rashi?
Well, gun, for example, or maybe talc, or, I don't know, chili.
Well, back up, what was that first one, gunpowder?
I said chili last, let's focus on that one.
We don't have a scale about that can weigh anything like that.
I guess I have to eyeball it then, see you outside.
Wait a minute. I think Rashi is stockpiling gunpowder for the 4th of July.
I thought he said chili powder.
I don't know. It's,
I don't trust him either.
I don't trust him either. I'm going to go out and take a...
Whoa!
Are you all right?
Did you hear that?
I did.
Oh my God,
the barn is smoking.
Rashi, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I really shouldn't use that scale. God bless America. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Hey, Rashi, what are you doing?
Sharpening all my ink pens.
Really? How come?
Because Comic-Con's next week, and if Robert Downey Jr. is there, I'm going to stab someone in the face.
Oh, boy.